Day 6, use the Side Hustle Selector to compare ideas. So the principle for the next few lessons is that once you have multiple ideas, you need to be able to identify the best ones. Learn how to instantly rank and compare ideas so you'll have confidence to proceed with the highest possible odds of success. And this tool I'm going to show you is basically going to help you apply what I call Tinder for hustling logic to pick the best idea at any given time. You know, your perfect short-term or long-term match, depending on what you're looking for. This is going to be a module in which the video module number 4 will actually demonstrate this concept more visually. I also encourage you to make sure you have either the worksheet or a copy of the Side Hustle book to accompany you. And lastly, just FYI, the next 3 days in our series are all completely unique to audio. So as I said earlier, there's some duplication between different modules as we go along, but not a ton, just FYI. And I also try to use different examples whenever there's something being taught in one module and then it's also being taught in a different way in a different module. So first things first, let's talk about this principle of making decisions in general. One of the most common struggles I've heard from people is that they get stuck somewhere along the way. They learn about ideas and they get an idea, but then they worry about making wrong choices. And then this worry ends up hampering their ability to make any choices at all. Well, at Side Hustle School, we have a few core principles. You're probably familiar with them: to use the skills you already have, don't spend a lot of money, don't go into debt. You can start where you are, you don't have to quit your job. Well, also another principle is that you should make active decisions. Because by not making a choice in any particular decision, you are making a choice. So it can really be helpful to create what's called a bias toward action. And this is the opposite of a bias toward indecisiveness. I've been there myself, even though I think I'm pretty action-oriented. There's lots of times where I've been stuck trying to make decisions and I just can't and end up making no decision and then I end up regretting that. Sometimes what we call research and careful consideration is really just procrastination. Like we say, oh, we're trying to get some more information about this. We're doing that research phase. Maybe, but we also may just be kind of putting it off. So I want you to be able to decide with confidence. That's what this tool can help you with. But mostly I want you to be able to decide. Because even if you make the wrong decision, well, you've made a decision, you can go back and do something different later. Okay, so the Side Hustle Selector. It's going to give you a brief overview because, as I mentioned, it's described in a couple other places as well. Basically, this is a tool that uses intuitive thinking, left brain and right brain process, so that you are thinking logically, analytically, but also creatively. I want you to be able to be excited about your side hustle, something that you look forward to, not just something you do because it works in kind of a nuts and bolts way. And the way it works is that you're going to take a few different criteria. I'm going to recommend 5. There could be others. You could drop some. You can adapt it just like everything else. And you're going to take your ideas and rank them according to these criteria. And like everything else, you could rank them, you know, on a 1 to 10 scale, or you could get more complicated, just like we were talking about the previous module on the spreadsheet projection. But we're just going to keep it simple. Your ranking is going to be high, medium, and low. And the criteria that we'll look at are feasibility, profit potential, persuasion, efficiency, and motivation. Your worksheet might be ordered slightly differently, but those should be the 5 criteria. Feasibility is essentially like, do you have a path forward with this idea? Do you know more or less how to make it happen? And how complicated will it be? Profit potential, you know, to the best of your ability, how much potential does this have to make money? Persuasion or timeliness, urgency, like why is this idea relevant now? How timely is it? How persuasive is it? Efficiency, how much time will this take, all things considered? And then lastly, motivation. When you think about this project, you think about this idea compared to others, how excited are you about it? Again, this should be something that's fun for you, not just something that you have to do. So in the book, I use an example of Meredith, the Waldorf teacher, who considered both individualized coaching and creating curriculum guides. And she kind of went back and forth because she was equally motivated to do each project. But through the analysis, she saw that the individualized coaching wouldn't work as well because she was serving teachers. They didn't have a lot of money to pay. Plus, it wasn't really scalable. Not that everything has to be scalable, but in this case, particularly, she could only help one person at a time. Whereas if she created the curriculum guides, they would be lower cost, but they could reach a lot more people. And also it had much more potential for passive income. Like she develops the guides, they're up on a website, people can buy them at any time. So she realized even though she was equally motivated to do it either way, this one was better. The guides project was better. In the video module, we talked about 2 different examples. One of them was a career coach who was trying to decide different models of delivering content and instruction. The other one was a law student who ends up creating a $6,500 a month morning routine journal. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe in that example, he was working with a couple of friends and their first goal was to create this email accountability group because they thought, well, if we were all able to hold each other accountable, or if we had like an accountability buddy, that would help us be more productive. And it wasn't a terrible idea. It just didn't quite work well. like as they explored it, they realized there were some challenges to it, didn't quite work. So they shifted to focusing on this morning routine journal because their research and their experience had shown that if people can get a few things right about their morning, that's going to affect the rest of their day. And then that project ended up being much more successful. Like I said, $6,500 a month. Fantastic. Now, I mentioned in the last module that, you know, I use these processes myself, like the back of napkin projection. I used that when I was thinking about the Side Hustle School workshops. But when I was thinking of making Side Hustle School itself, like I spent about 4 months working on this before I told anybody about it. It was just all behind the scenes kind of stuff that I was thinking through. Okay, how am I going to do this? Am I really going to do a daily podcast? How does that work? Where do the stories come from? For whom am I making this? And how do I communicate to that group of people? What are the outcomes? You know, and how does this also affect my life? Like, what is the routine for me? So I kind of went through and looked at all these different like criteria. And I said, well, is this feasible? Like, I think so. It's going to be a lot of work, but this is material that I know. Like, I've been doing this myself for 20 years, been working with other people about it all over the world for the past 10 years. So yes, I think I know how to design this process. I think I know how to make something that's helpful. If I can figure out a revenue model for it, there are some different tracks to that. You know, I could have the podcast be paid, or I could choose the advertiser model, which is what I ended up going with, so that more people could access it. I could create a course like Side Hustle Society, which took me a whole year, but that's another story. At least I have the course now. I could do those workshops that I talked about. Could create other products and services. I could do coaching or consulting. Like, I decided not to do that. That's not really my thing. But there were definitely some really clear revenue models to it. I also realized, like, this is persuasive. It's very timely. Lots of people these days are looking for side hustles. And I think, as you probably know, that there are a lot of misconceptions about what a side hustle should be. So if I can provide a model that's not just telling people to work harder, not just telling people to go get a part-time job, you know, make minimum wage or a bit more than that, well, I think this model is better. So I think I can provide something that's good. I think it is something that people are looking for. In terms of efficiency, well, like I said, it's going to be a lot of work, but I'm excited about it. My motivations are very high. So if it's feasible, if it's persuasive, if it's profitable, and my motivations are high, like, why not go all in for it? That's a big part of how I made that decision. So in that example, I wasn't necessarily deciding between Side Hustle School and something similar, but I was still able to use this kind of same model, the same criteria. Just to be clear and open and transparent, as I always try to do, was it a big thing? Was it a big decision? Like, absolutely. Was I a little bit worried about being able to see it through? Like, am I going to do it every single day, you know, 365 days in a row? Well, I was worried. And was I worried it would resonate with people? Of course. Like, I thought it would, but, you know, you never really know until you do it. That's the whole point of the experiment process. But even though I had those fears and worries or insecurities, like most of us do at different points in our lives, I was able to observe that it met nearly all the high or medium criteria in the matrix. Therefore, it wasn't hard for me to commit. Like, I was able to kind of point to that and say, you know what? You never know what's going to happen, but I feel good because all of these things are true. So that's about me. Let's talk about you. I'm going to give you a final checklist for your ideas. We're going to start moving into action. Well, we've been taking action all along, but we're going to start actually getting ready to develop that project and put it out in the world or continue to improve the project that you already have. Here are a few good questions you should ask yourself at this point in the process. Do you have an idea you can explain in very simple language? Is your idea feasible, profitable, and persuasive? Is it clear how the idea will make money? And when you think about the idea, does it make you feel excited? Again, don't leave that out. This is your side hustle. It's something that's going to be good for you. It's going to create options for you, but it's also something that you should enjoy because you probably have other stuff in your life that you just have to do. Well, let's make this something that you want to do. It's always good to be in the get to world as opposed to the have to world. You know what I mean? Like, there's some things that you have to do, but isn't it cool when you find something that you get to do? And you're like, wow, I actually get to work on this thing that's going to make money for me. And not just that, but bring me all these other benefits as well. That is what your side hustle is going to do for you if it's not doing it already. So your call to action is to go through the Side Hustle Selector with some of your ideas, rank them using these criteria. It shouldn't take you very long at all. See what you learn through that process. If you've got 5 ideas, one of these ideas at least should be taken off the list. Let's say even 2. At this point going forward, you should have like 2 to 3 different things that you're thinking about working on. Or if you've already selected, that's fine too. But make sure you understand this process because throughout your journey, throughout different projects, throughout, you know, the development of the existing idea, there's going to be lots of points in the road where you have to make decisions. And this process can give you both information and confidence to do that. I want you to feel confident. So get to work, and I'll see you again in the next module.